Welcome to the Adventures in Podcasting.
RSS, XML, what is that? Who cares? Podcasting? Who are you kidding? You just want a new toy. That's what they told me, but I thought differently. I thought all this cool stuff had value in K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. These podcasts will learn audio archive of my adventure in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Welcome back. This is Sean Wheeler. It is a rainy, cold January 27th day here in the Valley of the Sun. And you may or may not remember me being just excited when it rains out here, but I am because it rains, well, it doesn't rain very much. And, you know, I just love rainy days. The only thing missing today was a big pot of chili on the stove. But, hey, I'll just wait around for another 6 months till it rains again, and I'll be able to make that chili. Of course, then again, in 6 months, it'll be 112 out, and I really won't chill. I won't want chili, but nonetheless, this is Adventures in Podcasting. This is episode number 97. Wow, it's been a while I've been doing this, and what can I tell you? I still love it. I'm still here on Sunday night talking to you, and I've got a little bit of information to share with you. I am going to say it's going to be a short show because it probably will be a short show this time. As always, I'm going to talk to you about PSD podcasting updates, PUSD RSS updates, RSS and podcasting tools. Believe it or not, I don't have much to share with you this week. In fact, I don't think I have anything to share with you, but I'll come back to that. And finally, other items worth mentioning. So we're going to do that little transition tune again, and I'll be right on back. Alrighty, as we jump into PUSD podcasting updates, it is time to publicly announce, in fact, you heard it here first, what's hot in PUSD? It's showtime, folks, and this will be the first official notification that What's Hot in PUSD, the podcast, is on the air. In fact, we haven't even shared it with the district yet. We finally got the thumbs up from the superintendent last Monday, I believe it was. I talked to him. I'm sorry, it would have been Tuesday because we had Monday off, but I spoke to him on Tuesday morning and found out we did have the green light, and we held off telling the world about it and telling the community about it, certainly, until we put our second one online, which we did Thursday evening. So I believe tomorrow morning we will tell the district, and we'll put it up on the homepage of the website. We'll put it on the website. I guess that's all the same thing. We're going to put it on the website, folks. Nonetheless, you can hear it now if you want to listen to it. You can find that on the Apple Podcast. Clear at the bottom currently because it's under What's Hot in PUSD. We've got a link for it in the show notes. You can also subscribe through the RSS feed. That link is also in the show notes. And, of course, if you are an iTunes user, you can click the link for one-click iTunes, and that'll put it right into iTunes for you. Subscribe it for you, and you're ready to rock and roll. And, you know, it's something we're kind of pleased with. Jim and I have got two of them under our belt right now. And it's kind of one of those conversation tell about the news things, and so far we're pleased with it, and I want to share with you just a short snippet of the last one, especially because I put Jim on the spot for a spelling bee word. So you take a listen, and of course you can always tell me what you think. I'll be right back.
Every year our students from our 30 elementary schools compete at the district level spelling bee, and all of them hope to advance to the regional, state, national level, and this is all for the Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee Championship.
That's absolutely outstanding. And Jim, just to put you on the spot, can I take your paper away from you and have you spell debris, was it?
Yes, it was.
And so would you like to spell it for me now?
No, I would not. Yeah. But I will anyway. Yeah. D-E-B-R-I-S. Debris.
And for the listening audience, he was looking at me, not down at his paper, although he did look up from the paper, so we'll give him that one.
I was going to ask you to please use that word in a sentence for me, but, you know.
Would you clear the debris off this table when we're done today?
I certainly will.
Oh, outstanding. All right. Now, I remember years and years ago, I left a middle school back in the district I came from and went on to a high school. And that was That was quite a transition for me, especially when, you know, I went to ask where the cafeteria was, and I got the 19-turn, 4-mile description on how to get there. And fortunately, I just followed the crowd and finally wound up being able to eat. But I understand that Ironwood is going to have something to help our incoming freshmen coming up.
Actually, it's going to be all of our high schools. We're going to have
even better
some help for incoming freshmen. Our high school guidance departments have scheduled.
As you can tell, we're having quite a bit of fun with that, and that's kind of the aim. The aim is to get information to mom and dad in the community, let them know what's going on in the district. So we've got that information available on our website. Of course, we're doing a podcast, and we're hoping that will encourage some other folks in the district to do some podcasting as well. And I've got to say, one person that is encouraging right now is our new superintendent, Dr. Santarelli. In fact, I ran into him later in the week, and it was actually Thursday afternoon. And his wife said, I love this. And I said, what are you listening to? And she says, I'm listening to the podcast you two did. And I just had to giggle. I thought it was great that she's actually listening to it as well. So very exciting. And, of course, Dr. Santarelli told me that he is still wanting to do a podcast / video cast for the staff. All we got to do is get him hooked up with some time in the studio, and we'll get that done. Audio would be awful easy, but if he's willing to do the video cast on it, hey, let's rock and roll. Let's do them both, because we've got the studio there. We can put him in front of the camera. He can talk, and we can get that out in both formats, and that'll be great for the staff to see as well. And how great is it when the boss, the leadership for the district, is podcasting and video casting? That tells everybody. Everybody in the district that we believe in this stuff is good for everybody, and it's good for kids. So I love it, and I'm going to say thank you right now, Dr. Santarelli. Of course, if you tell me that, I'm going to be always on your heels going, do a podcast. But hey, that's what it's all about. Moving off of that, I'm going to throw out a weird term. I'm going to call this MoodleCast, and you're probably wondering what MoodleCast is, and I don't know what MoodleCast is either. I just made it up. But the reason I bring it up is we're currently in the process of moving from our Blackboard server to Moodle, and that's what I spent the week doing, was learning about Moodle. And I have to say, after 3 days of intensely spending time learning about what Moodle can do, I like it. I'm very happy with it. And, of course, if you want to ask me questions about that, feel free to. But I will tell you, I don't know a whole lot yet, because we're just getting started in it. But one of the things that I learned we could do is we could embed audio very, very easy into the course. And what I was so excited about is something that I'm able to do inside of Moodle that I had a heck of a time doing in my web page. Well, I didn't say a heck of a time, but I could get it done. But I like the way it worked in Moodle, and that's the ability to embed an audio right into a section. So, within the class, what we were learning how to do was let me tell you what I want to do. The Web 2.0 class that I quit talking about because I've been slacking off and hadn't been working on it. I wanted to have each page load up with a little bit of direction from me, to basically, hey, in this assignment, you're going to do X, Y, and Z. And I had started to work on that, but the problem was it was going to be one of those issues. Well, it really wasn't a problem. It's just one of those issues. You had to embed the audio, and it looked funny, didn't quite work out right, blah, blah, blah. Lots of different issues with it as I went through that. And one of the things that Michelle taught us in the class was, hey, here's how you can embed this right here. And you can have it as an option. You can click on it so it opens up into your media player or QuickTime, however you're going to do it on your computer, or it'll actually embed a little media player logo icon. I'm not quite sure what to call it, but basically it gives you a play button, and you can hit play right there. So it's embedded. It looks slick, looks super sharp. And what I'm kind of hoping here is over the next few weeks, I'm going to start moving all my content into Moodle and from the web page, which that'll look nice, but it'll also help me get a better grip on how this all works. And of course, we can teach this to our teachers. And of course, if this works out well, maybe we can get more and more of our teachers who are using this as a supplemental tool, currently using Blackboard as a supplemental tool, they can start putting some audio into their Moodle courses as well. So I think that would be cool. So we're kind of trying to hit multiple levels. I guess my basic goal is starting to slide a little bit from direct podcasting, but to put more audio in, because that's the general idea here, is to put your voice behind what you're trying to accomplish, whether it's listening to a lecturer over communicating news, communicating events, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm trying to bring this audio back in. So am I changing a little bit from my original vision? Sure I am. And that's okay, because the more I work with this, the more I see different opportunities to utilize audio in the classroom. And I just think that's super, super important. So I'm going to call it MoodleCast, and I'll keep you updated as things go. It'd be nice if I could speak today as things go on. So moving right along, I'm going to talk about RSS and in PUSD. I'm going to note this at 10:10 as I start talking about this. But I'm also going to talk to you about Moodle a little bit more, because one thing that's very, very cool in that software is it's RSS enabled. And I think this is super, super cool, because this will help us sell it, for lack of a better word, RSS to the rest of the world. And I think as we start to teach teachers about Moodle, because obviously we got a pretty healthy group of folks using Blackboard right now, as we bring them into Moodle, one of the things we want to help them understand is this RSS ability is a great way to communicate with your students. And I think we'll take care of that as an opportunity to maybe pop them into blog lines and show them how they can subscribe to different RSS feeds and start to learn how that is a general tool to keep track of different events going on around the world, and kind of gets you out of email a little bit, because we know that's starting to be a problem area for most of us. We get too much, and much of it is stuff we don't want to see anyway. So it's I don't need to tell you, it's email as a communication tool is becoming ornerier and ornerier to deal with because of all the other garbage going around. So one of the beautiful things about RSS still, it's published comments or published content by the content provider. So it's not a lot of phishing or spamming and that kind of stuff going on. You choose to see it, you get to see it. Which also makes me wonder, maybe it's time for a mini in-service or some, it's really not big enough to call a class, and I'd hate to even try to even schedule a class for RSS, but it certainly wouldn't hurt to be a nice in-service topic and, maybe put together a list of educational resources, educational blogs, etc., for teachers to pop into and keep track of, and I think this could work out as a really slick, maybe 1 hour in service where we bring the teachers in, have them sign up for a BlogLines account or even NewsGator now, and subscribe to 4, 5, 6 different sources. So they could be various blogs, they could be various newspapers, news journals, etc., and certainly show them how these things can be utilized even off of their school website, their school My Site, and of course Moodle itself. So I think it's something to tinker. I've got about 4 months before the school year ends, and who knows, maybe we'll be able to pull something like this off. So alright folks, it's 12 minutes and change in there. I'm going to take just a brief break here, which means I'm going to take a swig of Sody Pop. Yes, that's a technical term, and I'll be right back in just a couple seconds. Alrighty, I'm back, fresh with a drink of Diet Coke, so no advertising there. They're not paying me for saying that, but hey. This is normally where I talk to you about some cool RSS and podcasting tool, and quite frankly, I don't have anything to share with you this week, unless, of course, you want me to tell you that I learned about Moodle and maybe Moodle Casting, and Moodle is an RSS distributor, so maybe that would be the tool, but I don't have it listed there as a tool, so I can't talk about that as a tool in this part of the show. So nonetheless, that's not part of the tools that I'm going to talk about. So in a nutshell, folks, I didn't have any time to go out and find anything cool, and I didn't stumble across anything that was really, really cool either. So on that note, I think I'm going to wander on into the final part of the show, which is other items worth mentioning. And basically what that is to tell you anything that we did this last week. So what did I do this last week? Well, I went down to Tucson at the Teaching and Technology Conference, and myself and a young lady that works with me named Cindy went down there, and we each did a presentation. I did one on podcasting, of course, and Cindy did one on RSS. And we both had good sessions there. People showed up, asked lots of good questions, and so that was cool. And we went to one session, too, and we learned about a cool website. So I guess I'll share this with you. It's called Picks for Learning, and this is, I can't remember the name of the company that actually owns this website, but basically, there are pictures out there that you and I can use in our schools. Websites, PowerPoints, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they're not dirty. And that's always an important thing that we need to have when we're looking for content out there. Of course, there's a lot of good stuff on Flickr. Unfortunately, there's a lot of naughty stuff on Flickr, so we can't necessarily open that up in our school districts. Although yours might be. It's definitely closed in mine because we don't want kids seeing naughty things. So nonetheless, I thought I'd share with you that's Pics for Learning. That's P-I-C-S, the number 4, learning.com. Check it out and see if you like it. And of course, I'm going to once again share my new professional website and my blog, because my blog location has changed. And of course, one of the reasons I keep doing this, I want to get higher up on Google listings. So that's always a good thing. So you can check me out at www.seanwheeler.name. That's www.seanwheeler. And the blog is the same. I'm sorry, that's Wheeler.name. I should do this whole thing again, but I'm not. Basically, SeanWheeler.name and SeanWheeler.name/blog. You'll find me. Of course, you can Google me right now. It's still listed on the first page. It dropped for some reason, but hey, nonetheless, it's still on there. And the presentation that I did in Tucson, of course, is also available. You can find that on my staff website. There's a link in the show notes for that as well. And check that out if you didn't have an opportunity to get down there and visit with me, or you're somewhere where flying into Tucson is just not going to happen. Also, I need to let you know that the final AST conference of the series, there are three each year, one in Flagstaff, one in Tucson, and finally one in Phoenix. And that will be the WOW, Way Out West Conference, that is going to be held on the 7th of, I'm sorry, it's not going to be held on the 7th, it's going to be held on the 3rd of May. It's the 7th WOW Conference. And so it's listed in the show notes there. And you can check out details at AST.org/conferences.html. Or you can just go to the AST website and click on the conference link. So there you have it. This is podcast number 97 wrapping up. Wow. A couple more away from the 100 mark. I don't know, I might have to sing and dance on that 100th episode. Who knows what I'll wind up doing. I guess this is a part of the show where I say, and finally, my name's Sean Wheeler, and I welcome your comments and feedback. Drop me a note. Send me an email. You can find me at swheeler@peoriaud.k12.az.us. And remember, folks, if it's important enough for the class... No, try this again. And remember, folks, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I'm gone. Thanks for joining me today. This wraps up another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who have unknowingly helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music courtesy of Da Palm, who can be found on podsafeaudio.com, Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software, and finally Steve Banahan for feed edit software, which allows me to create the XML code for this feed. This is Adventures in Podcasting.